Gabella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
This Friday night, he's going to be appearing at a Parks Casino at the Excite Center for one show and one show only, ladies and gentlemen. So get there early, get there fast, stuff yourself, and enjoy your evening. Tickets are available through ParksCasino.com. Frank Caliendo is with us. Hiya, Frank.
Howdy, I'm ready to go.
Are you ready to go?
Yeah, I'm pretending to be awake. You know
okay,
me.
Are the kids at school? Was that your job today?
It's my job every day.
Oh,
I don't know if it's my job. It's what happens.
Uh-huh.
That's more of what it is.
Uh-huh.
I'll say things like to my kids, is mom up yet? They're like, we don't know. I'm like, neither do I. Welcome to 2019.
Huh? Do you take the kids to school because of the amount of time you spend on the road? And this is your like, well, these are your dad moments.
My son just walks to school. He just walks across the street. There isn't a school there. He just walks across there. My daughter, she's in middle school.
Uh-huh.
When I was working in Vegas, I would be gone a lot during the week, but I would fly back and forth just so I could take him to school. So it became part of what I do.
Uh-huh.
And like everything, that it seems to have warped into a job that my wife believes is my duty.
The only man to get miles from an airline to take his kids to school.
There's a lot of truth to that.
Now, when we left off with the kids, your daughter was cheerleading and your son was playing football. Are they still into these sports and these activities?
No, my son is now cheerleading and my daughter's playing football. Welcome to 2019. See how that's all going to keep coming? No, my daughter broke her elbow. So she wasn't doing gymnastics for a while, broke her elbow. It's not healing properly. We're trying to figure out if this is a metamorphosis into some sort of super being. Because now she's fallen in love with Marvel. She loves superhero stuff.
Okay.
So we're trying to get her like an accidental overdose of gamma radiation or something to help her elbow turn it. And she's got a stainless steel pin in it.
Uh-huh.
So her hero name is going to be Stainless Steel.
I see. As Stainless Steel, what is her power?
We didn't know if it was a power or what. We thought about a bunch of different things, like she could shoot the stainless steel pins from her body.
Uh-huh.
But she was impervious to everything. Like, not, like she was just a super-powered being. It's very vague of what she is.
We're getting that.
And part of the reason is, I'll tell you part of the reason, is we have all we have is an origin story. We don't have what it becomes. But we do know this. It changes constantly based on her mood.
I see.
Now, as for my son, he may be getting back into football. He wasn't in it for a while. He was just playing flag football, but all of a sudden he's interested in trying to play for the high school team.
Oh, okay.
And he wants to play quarterback. But I'm kind of excited that he's interested in something because I haven't seen him come out of his room in months.
Well, there's something else going on then.
Well,
he ain't watching film.
It's not what you think. It's NBA 2K. That's what it is. It's Xbox.
Uh-huh.
I think you have your beliefs on where he is developmentally a little bit more than I believe where he actually is.
You know, if he's going to try out, you're friends with Gruden. You should get Gruden to come
down.
Yeah,
I should just call John. Hey, man. Hey, your son's trying out for football. You want me to come down there, man? I got nothing going on here. Things are going great here in Oakland, man. Everything's going according to plan. Hey, if that high school has a pretty good pass rusher, tell them to trade him.
Speaking of impressions, all right, I don't know if you know about, do you know about the new Scorsese movie, The Irishman?
You know what, I think I've heard about
it. Yeah, it's Pacino and Joe Pesci and De Niro.
Pesci's back?
Yeah, yeah, Pesci's back. All three of them are in this film, right? And it's, you know, your typical, you know, Scorsese, you know, crime film. And I was wondering if the three of them, after shooting one day, what it would sound like.
Now, before you do this, you know I don't do a very good Joe Pesci. So let's put somebody in besides Joe Pesci.
Well, you choose.
Yeah, I'm going to have somebody play the, Jim Brewer. No.
Hey, I didn't even know I was going to be here.
I didn't know you did a Brewer.
I didn't know I did it either.
Okay, that's all I can do is Joe Pesci.
Okay.
Let's make it Adam Sandler. Adam Sandler right, is Joe Pesci.
Hey, I play a great Joe Pesci.
Okay, all right. Adam Sandler as Joe Pesci,
yeah,
Robert De Niro, and Pacino have gone to a diner after shooting, and the bill just came.
Okay,
you know, I really appreciate you inviting me, Al. Wait a second. I didn't invite you. You invited me. Now, I'm pretty sure you invited me, huh? You invited me. I didn't. You invited me.
Hey, guys. Hey, don't worry. It's me, Joe Pesci. And I am going to take care of the tip.
That's great, but there's a lot of other stuff we got to pay for here. Who drank all this, huh?
I have to admit I might have had a couple.
Okay, here's what we do. We all put our credit cards in a basket, and we shake it up. I don't have a credit card. What do you mean you don't have a credit? I pay with cash. Well, then do it right now. I didn't bring any. You invited me. We all put, you know what? This isn't going as great as we wanted to. I'll pay.
Frank Caliendo is appearing at Parks Casino on a Friday night. Tickets are available through parkscasino.com. He'll be at the Excite Center. Frank, it is a pleasure to speak to you once again. I have a feeling we're going to speak to you in the not-too-distant future, because sooner or later you're going to be in Atlantic City.
Well, I'm actually there this Saturday.
You're kidding me!
I'm Parks Casino on Friday at Atlantic City Ocean's Casino.
At the Ocean Casino? Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.